Soko izika disenda baku VOA Njebele. Amachono zisoko, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Walamukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7, ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 25 kuNhlangula 2021, ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
kuyasi affecta kakhulu ngoba amabhizinisi ethu alama peak hours lapho sithola khona imali, but isikhathi sakhona ongananzelela sokungu 8 to 3 ama business hours, which affecta kakhulu ngoba abantu through abantu bazisebenzele sebebuyele emakhaya.
Abaphila ngokuzisebenza bobulawayo bathi akula ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuba bemukele isiqondiso sokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe yase-Afrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kulelizwekazi lemhlabeni jikelele. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi womdumo kamaskandi u-Anthony Chuma owazakala ngegama lokuthi ngumlanje weshishi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bathi kulabantu abalitshumi lasikhombisa ababulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo kuthi abedlula amakhulu ayisificaminwembili 826 bafunyanwe belegcikwane leli. Lokhu kudale ukuba amapholisa akobulawayo aqinise isiqondiso sokuvimba ukuhamba-hamba kwabantu kusukela ngehola lesithupha ntambama kusiya kwelesithupha ekuseni. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Iningi labaphila ngokuzisebenza kobulawayo bathi akula ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuba bayamukele umgoqo osubekiwe wokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Unkosikazi Debra Mugasa, omunye wabaphila ngokuzisebenza, uthi isikhathi esibekiweyo sibathwalisa nzima.
Kuyasi affecta kakhulu ngoba amabhizinisi ethu alama peak hours lapho sithola khona imali, but isikhathi sakhona ongananzelela sokungu 8 to 3 ama business hours, which affecta kakhulu ngoba abantu through abantu bazisebenzele sebebuyele emakhaya.
Unkosikazi Mugasa uthi isinqumo sikahulumende sokuba babe lezithupha zokuba bahlabile ukuze bathengise yiwephula ilungelo loluntu.
Singananzelela ekuqaliseni uhulumende wathi ayiso force matter, unqakathiso zokuthiwa abantu othi ukuthi beqalise ukwenza amabhizinisi abo kumele bebe lama-certificate. So ungathi ufosa abantu, amalungelo abantu sesephulwa lapho.
Umqondisi wenye inhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa ebulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, umnumzana Michael Ndiweni, yena uthi okuhle ngale i-lockdown yikuthi abavalelwanga ukusebenza.
Lockdown le vele yinto esiyikhangelele, kodwa okuhle ukuthi awumiswanga umsebenzi wabantu abazisebenzayo, kuyibo abaphethe vele umnotho welizwe.
Uqhubeke ekhuthaza abantu ukuba bayehlaba ijekiseni yokuvikela ukubamba i-COVID-19.
Kumani liyehlaba ijekiseni, njalo sithi uhulumende yenze ijekiseni le itholakale lasemalokishini ebantwini. Kunzima ukuthi abantu bethathe imijovo baye endaweni lezi ezikhona kathesi.
Phezu kokuba abantu bengahamba-hambi kusukela ngehola lesithupha ntambama kusiya ngehola lesithupha ekuseni, uhulumende uphinde wathi wonke umuntu ophila ngokuzisebenza usezamele abe letafula lokusebenza andubana esethe wahlaba ijekiseni e-COVID-19 vaccine, okuyinto esolwa ngabaphila ngokuzisebenza njalo bengavumelani lehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu ukuba bavale ibhizimusi. Namhlanje kobulawayo ayisiwo wonke amabhizimusi alandele isikhathi sokuvala okugoqela abaphila ngokuzisebenza. Kunje sebesedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa 725,582 abantu asebenelise ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala e-COVID-19 vaccine. EZimbabwe jikelele njalo sebezinkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amane lengxenye 467,733 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Imigoqo emitsha ifakelwe ezinye indawo zakoBulawayo kulandela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus ikhanya ingalandelwa ngabanye abalokhe bezihambela bengaqezwe phakala njengensukwini kungakhathalekile lokumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Uhulumende wazise ukuba indawo ezivalisa isigaba senkulumane okugoqela amalokitshi wonke angcelelane lelokitshi leli emakhandeni. Lamalokitshi aseduze kanye lalawo okuthiwa yi-Northern Suburbs agoqela impopho mamzelikazi Luveve lenzikini yedolobho lamanye aseza kuba phansi kwemigoqo yokwenqabela igcikwane leli. Kodwa kubikwa kungela mihluko ngoba abavela lapho okuthiwa kungcono bazingenela abaphume santando lapho kulenani eliphezulu labaligcikwane. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uxoxele isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo unkosikazi Nokuthula Ndlovu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Angikwazi ukuthi lapha ememetheke khona kakhulu yini ukudlula ezinye indawo zonke koBulawayo. Kodwa ngombono wami okade kuqakathekile ukuthi njengelizwe uma kusiba le-lockdown abantu babe lezinto zonke abazidingayo emizini yabo ukuze bengahambahambi. Okwenza abantu bagcwale basabalale badinga ukuziphilisa, badinga imali ze-school fees, abanye badinga imali ze-renti, abanye badinga nje ukuthi vele bayazisebenza. Abantu bakhutshwa ezindlini ludubu abalukhangele insuku zonke. Kodwa indawo lezi ezifakwe under i-lockdown ye kuliqiniso sibili ukuthi ngama-hotspots abonakale ukuthi abe under i-lockdown.
Selike lezwa na ukuthi bakhona ababotshiweyo besephula imigoqo yonale esifakiwe, njalo ungasitshela ukuthi bayisaba yini abantu ukuhamba ngesikhathi esithiwa kasisavunyelwa i-curfew le esikhona?
Hhathi ngibe ngingakezwa ukuthi bakhona asebebotshiwe ngokuhambahamba ngemva kwezikhathi lezi esezibekiwe ukuthi between 6 and 6 abantu bangahambahambi kulezi ndawo. Ngibe ngingakezwa lutho. Kodwa i-COVID ikhona, i-COVID 19 pandemic ikhona sibili esigabeni. Kodwa ukuthi abantu abaningi balayo, abantu abaningi bayafa, hayi konke lokho angingeke ngikutsho ngoba angilalwazi ngakho kangako. Kodwa ngokubona izinqumo ezithathwayo nguhulumende lapho khonapha koBulawayo kumele kube khona okukhona ngalolu daba lwe-COVID 19.
Lona udubo lodaba lona lolo le-coronavirus lunjani khona ngapho esigabeni elihlala khona? Lumemetheke okokuthi imigoqo le efakiweyo ibimele na ifakwe?
Abantu bakithi bangesaba sibili ukubotshwa, kodwa ukuthi abantu labo bahambe ngezikhathi bayefika emakhaya ngezikhathi kube kuqakathekile ukuthi amabhasi lezimoto zokuhambisa zibe khona ngezikhathi abantu bahambe bayefika emizini yabo ngezikhathi. Izikhalazo zabantu ukuthi lamabhasi akhona athatha isikhathi ukuthi abe khona. Le kombi ezivunyelwayo ezezukho zilutshwana. Yikho kuningi sibilo kade kumele ukuthi ngabe siba lokuzwelana ngoba hayi abantu benza abakwenzayo ngodubo. Akula umuntu ophume emzini wakhe sithi ngisake ngiyekwephula umthetho. Abantu baphume ezindlini ngendlala lodubo.
Unkosikazi Nokuthula Ndlovu, umhlali wakoBulawayo, obekhuluma icingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7. Umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa obambe okwesikhatshana isikhundla sokhangelane lenhlelo zokukhanga abantu ukuba bangene kubandla leZANU-PF uthi uhulumende kasoze avumele ukuba abahlala emazweni bevote kukhetho lweZimbabwe bephandle kwelizwe. Lokhu sokucunule abaningi abahlala kwamanye amazwe abafisa ukuvota. UGistube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UChinamasa owethule lokhu emsakazweni weZBC ngesikhathi ekhuluma lentathe lezindaba eHarare uthe kumele wonke umuntu ofisa ukuvota ahambe eZimbabwe uyabhalisela ukuvota. Uthe kungeke kwenzakale ukuba kube nendawo zokuvota emazweni lapho abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala khona ngenxa yokuthi akukho emthethweni. Uphinde wathi kunzima ukuba ibandla lakhe likhankase emazweni athiyeneyo ngoba inkokheli yebandla leli yaphakelwa izijeziso zenoto ngamazwe entshonalanga. Abahlala emazweni athiyeneyo bathi kuyadanisa okwethulwe nguChinamasa. Omunye wabadanileyo ngunkosikazi Siphiwe Sithole ohlala kwele Ireland.
Owami umbuzo kuPatrick Chinamasa ngale statement yakhe yokuthathi singavota sibuye sizoregister. Uthi sibuya njani njengoba sazi ukuthi kuvaliwe kakuhambeki ama-borders are closed. Akulula ukubuya sizoregister. Siyehluleka ukuzongcwaba abazali bethu bebhubhile kodwa kuthiwe buya uzoregistela ukuthi uvote. Why can't I register electronically ngilapha engikhona?
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Nkululeko Gobala Ntamathe ohlala eGoli kwele South Africa.
Uma bengasivulela ukuthi thina sivote singaphandle kwamazwe angeke bethole lutho, bazathola zero. Yingakho befostela ukuthi abantu bebuye ezweni bezovota bekwazi ukuthi akekho umuntu ozokhululwa ngumlungu. Siyavota ezweni leZimbabwe because asina maphepha, asinani. Uyakwazi ukuthi uma usiyavota leyo siyathenduka uthola umsebenzi ungasikho.
Umnumzana Danny Moyo ohlala kule Melika laye uthi imbi kakhulu inkulumo kaChinamasa ngoba abadabuka eZimbabwe bathuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Indaba ye-diaspora vote indaba eqakathekile kakhulu since abantu bakithi abaningi bahlala emazweni njalo futhi abantu bakithi yibona abanceda umkhonomi weZimbabwe ngokuthumela izimali okuthiwa ngama-remittances.
Kodwa umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba okubandla lezanu PF uyakusekela okukhulunywa nguChinamasa.
Ubaba uChinamasa into ayikhulumayo iqondile njalo isemgceke ngoba ludaba oluhlezi luvele lukhona egudwini. Udaba lama-sanctions, udaba lokuthi kanti nxa sokuthe kwakhona ngale ama-diasporans evote khona ngale azabe ekunolithwa mbani wangithi na. So kababuye bezovota ekhaya.
Isisekelo sombuso welizwe leZimbabwe sikubeka sobala kusigaba sokungamajumi ayisithupha lasikhombisa ku-Section 67 ukuba zonke izizalwane zeZimbabwe zinelungelo lokuvota. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingukhiphi Sidube.
Namhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela ukukhuphuka kwenani lasebebulawa yi-COVID-19 kanye labafunyanwa vele gcikwane leli eZimbabwe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe aseAfrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kuleli zwekazi lemhlabeni jikelele. Evula ngokusemthethweni umhlangano womanyano wamazwe e-Afrika we-Pan-African Postal Union namuhla edolobheni le-Victoria Falls, umongameli Mnangagwa ukhuthaze izizalwane ze-Afrika esizihlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi zithuthukise iminotho yamazwe azo. Lanxa iningi lisithi imbuthano efana lale ichitha imali engasetshenziswa ngamazwe la, umnumzana Innocent Ndibali, umkhokheli webandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, uthi uyasekela leli nyathelo.
Ye, kuqakathekile ukuthi Africa ibe lama platforms anjengawona lawa ngoba it is such platforms as discussa ama problems involve iAfrica. iAfrica kufuze ivusa amehlo inanzelele ukuthi iniyodwa ama western countries are withholding ivaccine and ileadership yama countries kufuze ukuthi ibe khona. Angiboni kulodubo ukuthi kule problem ye attendance ka president welizwe lo deputy wakhe, but okukhona ikuthi i discussion okufuze ibe laphana ukuthi how can we ensure that the vaccine is accessible across the continent, across villages, across ama communities. How can we make sure ukuthi any African anywhere in Africa can access i vaccine, nxa umZimbabwe ne South Africa ubele access to i vaccine. Now, South African who says Zimbabwe ube le access to a vaccine.
Okwenziwa yilawa amazwe ukuthi athuthukise imnotho yawo kuyini.
Sisi sithandekile, ama countries, ama African countries must remove ama borders immediately. Ama borders must fall. Ownership yama minerals, ownership ye land must be the order of the day ionwa nabantu abamnyama. Kufuze Africa jikelele ibe reconstruction site, ku develop ama roads, ku develop ama buildings, ama dams, ama buildings, ama dala elungiswe. Kube lomsebenzi for ama youth across Africa ukuze umnotho ube khona. Njalo ama sanctions eZimbabwe or in any African country kumele sithi mayesuswe. Ama African countries must allow ama small scale miners njengeZimbabwe. Africa must be very clear ukuthi kufuze ibe one country. Africa kufuze ibe borderless ngoba singaba borderless sizaba le population e 1.3 billion abantu and then sizaba le GDP e 1.3 trillion and that will give us ukuthi sibe lamandla okunegotiate lama countries wona lawa amakhulu. How can America ele 325 million people inegotiate labo Swaziland, labo Zimbabwe and so on? America ele 19 trillion GDP. No, let us open ama industries ourselves using knowledge, using training yabantwana base Africa, and the education across Africa may be free but ibe of high quality, and ezinye izinto mazifundiswe ngama local languages including science, including agriculture, including maths, so that we can empower our communities. Ngiyabonga.
Lo ngumkhokheli we-Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, umnumzana Innocent Mdibali, obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ebobulawayo. Izakhamizi zeCholocho ziveza ukukhathazeka ngokuqhutshwa komsebenzi wezemfundo. Lokhu kwaqhamuka i-COVID-19 nyakenye, besithi sebebanjwa ngamandla ukuhlawulela indleko zesikolo kodwa ababalisi bengafundisi. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ebobulawayo.
Umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ubikwa usudale umonakalo emangweni wephumula esiqintini seCholocho eMathebeleland North. Unkosikazi Mayina Nkomo ongumzali ohlala kulumango ngomunye wabakhathazekileyo ngesimo se-COVID-19.
I-COVID isiphathe kube ebantwaneni besikolo. Phezu kwakhona oko kuthiwe khona bhadala umntwana engafundi. Sabhadala izimali abantwana bengafundanga, yikho kusiphathe nzima khona ukuyani. Kulothi ngayo iyasincedisa ukuthi bafunde mahhala ngoba i-COVID-19 imali yasilayo.
Okusekelwe ngunkosikazi Senzeni Clark, laye oyisakhamuzi seCholocho.
I-COVID-19 ibathi sikhona iCholocho kodwa thina sikayiboni ngamehlo. Sicela ukuthi ngayo bayasincedisa ukuthi ingathuthukiye phambili, iyehle iye phansi.
Unkosikazi Simangaliso Khumalo yena ucele uhulumeni ukuthi athathe amanyathelo.
I-COVID-19 isiphatheka kabuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngokuphela kwesizwe kukhona lezinganeni besikhala ukuthi ngalwane uhulumende angasinakakela ukuthi angasivikelele ebantwaneni lakulaba abazithweleyo ukuthi enxa isizwe sethu singathuthuka ngoba isizwe siyaphela.
Unkosikazi Sithembile Khumalo ukhala ngodubo olubhekane labantwana besikolo.
Isihluluze kakhulu labantwana bezikolo, sikhalele abantwana bakithi njengoba abantwana zinsizi futhi abantwana abasafundi abasadingi, yikho kusuke kusihluze kakhulu nge-COVID.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala uthi ukhathazeke ngenhlawulo esizafunakala ezikolo ngesikhathi se-COVID-19.
Nasinaba abantwana bayesikolo kodwa amatitsha wayo, abantwana batshana behlezi bodwa. Ngibhodile mani izikolo zonke ngaphicuthi ufice u-headmaster kuphela. Elo bhengula ngifice u-headmaster lo deputy wakhe losewofisini office odile. Njengezethu empophoma ngapha ufica ungakatitsha ungalabani kungabantwana bodwa sidlala bekhulisa kula social distancing akula muntu obatshengisayo ukuthi baziphathe njani obakhuzayo basketa flyer all over uyazi vele kanti kuzaba yini khona ukuvele.
Uhulumende usethembise ukuba izikolo zizavulwa kodwa okwamanje ilizwe liphansi kweziqondiso ze-lockdown ngoba ihlandla lesithathu le-COVID-19 selithe lahlasela elizweni. Lenani lababanjwa bele-COVID-19 liya likhuphuka loba nje izikolo bezikhanyelelwe ukuvulwa ngeviki ezayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yokobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Zemidlalo owayengukaputeni weqembu lenguqu ele Dynamos kanye lelesizwe elama Warriors uMishek Chitsamba kaseyekhong. Intathe zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanje usiphalo ludaba ngoceleyo.
UMishek Chitsamba wedlule emhlabeni ngolwesine ebusuku ngemva kokugula kwesikhathi eside. UChitsamba ube ngukaputeni wokuqala weqembu lesizwe elama Warriors ophakamise inkezo ngemva kokuba leli qembu linqobe kumncintiswano weSekafa Senior Challenge Cup ngomnyaka ka-1985. Uphinde njalo waphakamisa inkezo yeCOSAFA esengumqeqeshi weqembu lama-Warriors ngomnyaka ka-2000. Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yentatheli zindaba zemidlalo yomhlubulweni wezansi kwelizwe eSports Journalist Association eSports Southern Region uLove Modube uthi ilizwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu ngokubhubha kukaChitsamba.
Umdlalo wenguqu ulahlekelwe yingcithi ebivimba okukhulu kwamagama. Umemva laphana kuDynamos wama kuZimbabwe waba ngumqeqeshi wanqoba umsebenzi awenzileyo uyabukeka. Sithi lala kuhle, lala ngokuthula, uphumlile mfowethu.
UMishek Chitsamba ubesele minyaka engamatshumi ayisithupha lesithupha yokuzalwa. Ukufa kwakhe kuza kungensuku ngaki kwedlule emhlabeni umdlali wakhethwa ukuba nguye wadlala kuhle ukwedlula abanye ngomnyaka ilizwe elithole ngawo uzibuse ngo-1980 uDavid Mandigora kanye lomqeqeshi owayezibambe esidukwini ngo-1985 lapho ama-Warriors athetha khona inkezo yeSekafa uMick Pool. Inhlanganiso ebona ngokuqhutshwa komdlalo wenguqu elizweni yeZimbabwe Football Association nizifa ngamafichane ikuphe umbiko ididuza imuli yako Chitsamba obe ngumfowabo kaSunday Chitsamba laye waye ngukapteni waphinda waba umqeqeshi weqembu leDynamos kanye leqembu lesizwe lama-Warriors. Umuyi uqeqeshi amaqembu abalisele Chapungu kanye leBlue Ribbon ngesikhathi esengumqeqeshi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi womdumo kamaskandi uAnthony Chuma owazakala ngegama lokuthi umlandi weshishi. Yena ke udabuka enkayi esigabeni semathebelele North kodwa kulezi nsuku usebenzela kwele South Africa. Asizweni ixoxalo Ezra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7.
Ngombambile umlando wechichi elibhekise eMzansi esiyadinga ophila lapho wahle wangena kumculo kamaskandi othandwa kakhulu kwele South Africa. Uvele engubani kanti umlando wechichi?
Ngizalwa endaweni yaseNkayi, ngingaphansi kwenduna uMadliwa. Ngifunde lapho eMaphasaphasa Primary School. Ngineminyaka ewu-27, ngizokwazi iminyaka ewu-28 mhla ka-7 Agasti. La emfuleni ngifike ngonyaka ka 2013 lapho ngaqala khona ukuhlabela.
Ukhanya ehlala amagama amaningi abambiza ngawo abalandeli bakhe kulumculo.
Enkayi sebengathi sigama bathi yinsimbi yasenkayi akusenani, kodwa mina ngomlando wethu inyoni emnyama igama engidume ngalo. Ama album awu-4 Class 4 yesikhiphe ngo-April lona odlulileyo okuyesibhizi sigijima ngayo nalana kuma-online stores.
Uqhubeka ethathisa uba ukhule elalela abaculi abaningi abatsheneyo kwaze kwamthuluka ukuthi angene laye kwezomculo, njalo uthi kabuyele emuva uye phambili ngomdumo kamasikandi.
Enkayi sakhula njengayo sezwa kuthiwa kuneselebhu lakuphi kuphi, lokhu esiweza amaselebhresi wazele Plum Tree Lodge, kwaba umona lokuthi hayi nathi sesifuna ukukhuphula-ke indawo yangakithi Enkayi ikhuphuke ifane nezinye izizwe. Yakhuphuka kwaba yinhlanhla ukuthi nami nginayo lento lena yokuhlabela isegazini. Yingakho-ke sagcina nathi sekune-celebrity elingumlando wetshitshi kwelaseNkayi.
Uthi uthi umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu, ngabe ucela useko lokuZulu ukuze athuthukise umsebenzi wakhe wokucula.
Cela i-support. Kathesi ingoma zamlandwe ethi zikhona kuma music online stores, iTunes, Amazon nakwamanye futhi amastola akhona. Kungaba kuhle kakhulu sithole sesiqhathiwe sibiza endaweni ezifana nalezi lapho bazobethenga nebusiness lakho lizobe lihamba. So siyacela ukuthi nabantu bakithi besikhulise njengokusikhulisa abasenza khona singabantu abantu.
Umdumo wabomasikandi uthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi kwelomzansi, njalo uyathengwa yikho nje ngumlando wetshitshi segxile impande edoze. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Anthony Chuma wazakala ngegama lokuthi ngumlando weshishi obexoxalo ezwachisa sibanda weStudio 7. Singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela abaphila ngokuzisebenza kobulawayo bathi sebemukele isiqondiso sokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe aseAfrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kulelizwekazi. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngekhonapha e-Washington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.